The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Great. So hello and welcome to this edition of Happy Hour, everyone. And for today's practice, I want to invite us to start practicing together, and I will reveal the theme, or I will guide us, not to reveal, but say, like, I'm hiding it. No, it's the theme will be shared, will be part of our guided meditation, and I'll say a little bit about it afterwards. So instead of a dharmit before, it'll be a dharmit after. So let's begin. Without further ado, let's begin. So, oh, and I see, wait, maybe I didn't change the settings. Oh, because I see some people are still not muted. Hold on. Da, da, da. Did I miss that setting? Ah. Oh, yes, I did. Okay, here we go. All right, I did miss that. All right, so sorry about that. That was a fix. All right, let's continue. So let's land, let's arrive in our bodies, in our in our posture, in this moment in time, whether you're sitting, lying down, standing, taking a moment to find your posture that is comfortable and supported. Turning our gaze inward towards the body first and foremost as a way to arrive, to land, to settle. The body can serve as this beautiful, stable, grounding for the mind. For the mind that might be reaching towards sounds, towards sensations, thoughts, memories, can ever so gently tied to the post. Like if you had a camel, it's a metaphor from another culture. If you had a camel and you didn't want the camel to wander, or a dog from other culture, thinking multiculturally, or some other animal, you would tie it to the post. So it would stay. And the Buddha talks about this metaphor in the suttas. Tying the animals of the mind to a post. Let's stay with the breath for a while, in breath and the out breath, before I share the other instructions. Let's just stay with the breath. You know what to do. The sensations of the breath in the body. Can we feel, can we connect with the entirety of the in-breath, the entirety of the sensations of this in-breath, the entirety of the sensations of this out-breath, as an act of devotion, as an act of care? As if we were sitting on the beach, for the first time or for the last time, watching the waves of the ocean. Feeling the waves, feeling the coolness. As if this in-breath, this out-breath, are the waves in the ocean of humanity. Both personal, this breath, keeping this being who is me alive, and also impersonal. The breath of humanity, one human, so many humans breathing in and out in this moment in time on this planet. Like the waves of the oceans, all the oceans in the world. Allowing our connection to this breath, the felt sense of this breath in this body, be a stand-in for all the beings on this planet right now, breathing in and breathing out. Like the waves of the ocean. Just as I, this being who is me, breathe. This body breathes. This body is breathing me. There are so many beings on this planet right now, alive. Wow. Many humans. Some I know, many I don't know. Many beings, four-legged, hopping, swimming. They all breathe in their own way right now at this moment. As I feel this body receiving this breath, they too are feeling their bodies receiving their breaths. Oh, they will feel their bodies if they're aware, but their bodies are doing the same thing as mine in their own way. This common state of sentient beings. If you have a pet right now, your pet is breathing right now as you are feeling this breath in this body. Your loved ones, people you care about, they're breathing. In comes oxygen. Mostly oxygen, goes out mostly carbon dioxide. Feeling the body. Stay embodied. This is not a thinking practice. Stay embodied. This planet we share. This atmosphere, this air we share. Right now, it's not hypothetical. Let yourself feel it in your bones, in your breath, the sensations of the body. Can you feel yourself as a stand-in for another human being right now? Another human being too right now. It's breathing whether or not they realize it. Just like this. Very similar. From this shared bond, feeling this breath, this shared breath, the breath like the waves of the ocean, both personal and not personal at all. Both personal and not personal. May all of us being share this planet. Sharing this breath that keeps us alive. Just as I wish to be well, I wish all of us well. May we find a way to get along. May peace prevail. May all of us have ease in our hearts and minds. May we have peace in our hearts and our minds, for ourselves, for one another. All of us breathing on this earth in this moment. May all of us be well. May all of us have peace and ease. Keep it simple. If any thoughts bring up division, don't go there. Stay with the breath, the personality and the impersonality of the breath. And spreading peace. Spread your peace one breath at a time. Peace with every breath. May I have peace and ease. May all living beings on this planet have peace and ease. Ease with every breath, and now this breath. Consider that time is short, time is limited. And this version of a human being that you are in this moment, there is no rehearsal. This is it. There's not another being you're going to become later. This is it. How do you want to show up in this moment with peace, with ease for yourself and others? If you lived the fullest capacity of your heart and mind in this moment, because you can, how would you embody this moment? How can I wake up from complacency of the mind and its usual patterns? Wake up and inhabit this moment with the fullest potential of my heart and mind, with presence, peace, goodwill. Waking up is a choice. It's just often easier to sleepwalk through life. Can we wake up in this very moment from whatever pattern? whatever comfortable pattern or mind is habituated to. For just split 1 second. To feel the possibility that this moment, this being, this heart is expansive beyond my imagination, right here, right now. May our practice continue to support our waking up from the habitual patterns of heart and mind. And may it be a cause and condition for all beings to wake up. May all beings be well. May all beings be at peace. Thanks for your practice, everyone. So the arc of this practice today, as always, we come to our body, embodiment, settling. And then the invitation was to feel, really be with the entirety of the in-breath, entirety of the out-breath. And then I invited you, and this was important, to see both the personality of this breath and the impersonality of it. This was a key. This was a key invitation in this meditation. And I evoked the ocean waves, because they feel impersonal. We don't own them. They come and go. And yet we make this breath, we take it personally. Yes, and also it is impersonal. This body is breathing, and there's so many bodies of other beings, not just humans, but beings on this planet breathing, doing exactly what this breath is doing right now. So my invitation, hope, was to have to open up to seeing both the person, the how personal this breath is and how impersonal it is, as a doorway to opening to not just wishing peace for ourselves, but wishing peace for others, this commonality, this not just common humanity, but how as beings we're sharing this earth and we're connected through the air. We're exchanging molecules of breath every moment. And this feeling into this breath, this body, both personal, not personal, this breath, like the waves of the ocean, other beings. So in a way of ricocheting to open up from the personal, just me, 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 my concerns, to the world and wishing peace, not just for ourselves, but others. That was the invitation and the hope. And then at the very end was a call to wake up. If towards the end of the practice, sometimes our minds can get complacent. Sometimes we're, you know, focused, concentrated, great. Practice is going great, but some other times the mind gets complacent, like la-di-da, la-di-da, what's for dinner? La-da. Wake up right here, right now. This is it. It's not repeating, people. This is it. This is the moment that we are alive. We are becoming towards death in a way. Actually, that's what Heidegger says, that our being, our becoming is towards not being, not becoming. So this is it. This is the moment. There's no future, no other time, other self that's going to wake up. How, realizing that, can I show up? Like, how do I want to show up? Right here, right now, with presence, not with the usual, oh, poor me, poor them, like the story. Like, enough. Can we decide that it's enough in 1 second and just taste it, because it is possible. It is possible. It is possible. So the invitation as we share, if you would like to explore for your own sake these invitations tonight in small groups, how did that show up for you? What and please do share something that moved you or maybe puzzled you or opened up for you. It's not just yadi-da, la-di-da talking about the day, but this is important. This is our lives. And it's what a blessing to have this community, this Sangha of Happy Hour, to come together and practice in this way. So engage, be curious about your own mind. Be curious about other people. Learn, share, explore. And this body, this mind that's never been and will never be again, this is a beautiful opportunity for us to wake up together. So the invitation is for each of us, let's go reverse alphabetical order. You can say pass, but be kind to yourself, be kind to one another, and just explore for your own sake in a few words or a few sentences. What was this like for me? What happened? And be brief. Allow others to share. You'll go around a few times, round and round and round. So keep, if you have three things to share, share one of them and let others share and it'll come back to you, okay? All right. Any questions? All right. Be kind to yourselves. Be kind to one another. And I'm about to open the ropes. Here we go. So we have time for reflections. What did you discover in this practice? We'd love to hear from you. Questions, comments, discoveries, surprises. For the benefit of all beings. How did it, I'll ask more specific questions. So this invitation to feel the breath as being both personal and impersonal, like the waves of the ocean and other beings breathing too. I would like to ask you first, how did that land? I would love to hear if that landed for anyone. Hugh, I see your hands up. What's up?
Yeah, thank you so much for this beautiful sit tonight. You know, it really moved me, you know, on both a personal and an impersonal level. On a personal level, I thought, well, my breath, oh, gee, I hope it smells okay. Maybe I should use a mouthwash. I don't know. But, and that struck me as kind of funny. I don't think Nikki's talking about that. On an impersonal level, like in my breath, going out into the ocean of humanity, it's the same air that the Buddha breathed. You know, I'm a part of that, and really an internal, it's inside me. And how can I make my base right there, make that my home base, my post, tie myself to that post, you know, and let my breath flow out, be a clean breath. And that my words, my thoughts ride out on my breath, on my exhalation, and my thoughts manifest as words, you know. And how can I, on an impersonal level, keep my mind free and clean from my my personality, and just so that as it flows out into the world, it doesn't pollute the ocean of humanity, but it helps to clean it up a little bit, you know?
Beautifully said. Thank you, Hugh. Thank you so much for your reflections. Beautiful. Ah, oh, I see the hearts showing up. People are appreciating. Thank you, Hugh. Beautifully said. Yeah.
Thank you, Nikki. Your poetry, you're such a wordsmith that you really... and you just turn me on, baby.
Intellectually, yes. Thank you. And your heart. Thank you. Thank you, Hugh. Thanks for your reflections. Beautiful. Yeah. What else? I'd love to hear more reflections. If this also along the same lines with Eve, are you raising your hand, my dear? Yes, please.
And I was following what you said with the breath, and I was tonight able to stay quite a bit really being with the breath, because it doesn't always happen. My mind starts to go off, but then towards the end I started to drift and think about some unimportant stuff. And then you were saying how to break through these habitual patterns of the mind and bring yourself here with your heart and your mind, because this is the moment, And so that really spoke to me, because I have always the intention in the morning that I want to stay in awareness and be aware, And then I lose it again. I get busy and my mind gets into habitual stuff and thinking. And so I need this reminder. So, be here right now. Right here is the moment. When otherwise, and how much time is actually left as one gets older, too? How much time is left? This earth time will end. So thank you for reminding me of it. And so I'm really glad we practice 5 days a week, because that makes also a huge difference. To always have the group energy too.
Yes, Sangha, absolutely. The community is, the Buddha says, is it's as important as the teachings is the community, support of the community. Thank you, Eve. So appreciate what you shared. And I so love that you're sharing your intention, this wholehearted intention every day to be mindful, and then the patterns take away. So, well, how to work with that? So the way not to work with it, I'll tell you how not to work with that intention. The way not to work with that wholehearted intention of, oh, I want to be mindful all of today, is to set that intention in the morning and then beat yourself up when it doesn't happen. That's the wrong way to work with it, because we're going to lose it. Of course, we're going to lose it. And it's okay. The way to work with it is set the intention and then keep bringing it back when you lose it. Not with a stick, but with a carrot, with love, knowing that you are going to lose it, and keep bringing. And the way to keep bringing it in and sustain, so that the awareness becomes more sustained, is going to be through mindfulness of limited time, mindfulness of brevity of our time. That is the teaching, which is what I love about that practice. I teach it so much, mindfulness of death, because we have little time. So this is it, sweetie. If you want to be right, to tell ourselves, call ourselves kindly, instead of, oh, you got distracted again. Like, sweetie, of course you're going to get distracted. And yet come back again and again and again and again, and expect that you'll have to come back again and again. And it's okay. Every time do it smilingly.
Yeah, thank you, Nikki. And I feel like the way you present it to us, it does make it easier not to beat myself up over
Yes.
it, because I do feel more compassion towards myself, when I lose it.
Of course.
So it's easier also to come back.
Yeah, great.
Yeah. So
Great.
thank you, Nikki.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks, Eve, because that is the human nature, right? We can't fight with the way this mind just operates. It's just natural. So, and it's also one more thing I would say, the carrot versus the stick. If you keep giving carrots to the mind, that loses it but comes back, says, oh, thank you, sweetie, you came back, yay, you're coming back, here's the intention, then it wants to get the carrots, then it wants to, it's because it's yummy. But if you have the stick, oh, you lost it again, like, ooh, I don't want to practice, this is like ouchy, ouch, she keeps beating me up, right? It just, practice becomes really painful, and we don't want to do that. Great. Thanks, Eve. Thanks so much for your reflection. Padma, I see your hand. What's up?
Hi, Nikki. Thank you. First of all, thanks for this the guidance, and I kind of just stayed with the waves before you brought the waves in. It was just like in breath wave coming in and then going. But
Great.
anyway, I do have a question. Hopefully I'm
Great.
not going off tangent with the topic. I try to always do the mindfulness, be in the present moment. And when you talked about this time concept last week, since then I've been focusing on, oh, then I'm attaching myself too much to the present time and let go of that. So I wonder what you have to offer, or would you say, just don't worry about it, do one or the
Yeah,
other.
thanks, Padma. I so appreciate your wholehearted question. It's so beautiful. I'm touched by like, how do I work with this present moment? So just as a context for others, so last week I was subbing for Gil at the 7 a.m. And the theme that I chose was time, exploring our relationship with time. So that's available if you wanted to listen to it. So in one of the sessions, the last one, I waited till Friday, which is a teaching the Buddha gives on let go of the past, let go of the future, let go of the present. And mind blown, because a lot of people think, oh, it's mindfulness is all about being in the present, or it's, well, this present moment is the doorway, and yet not to get attached to it. Of course, awareness can only happen now, because it's always now. And yet not to become attached so much to now. So that's the context for Padma's question. So with that context for everyone, I would just bring everyone on board, Padma. So now help me understand when it feels like you're attaching to the present moment, how it's coming up, so we can work with it together.
Because I feel good just being in the present moment when I'm doing the sit, and I try to bring that in during my
Yeah.
day as well. When I see my
Great.
mind is, going into other distractions of emotions. But then, so when you brought up this, attaching to present time, I'm like, ooh, then I am
No,
attaching to
no, no, no.
present
It's
time.
let's hold on. Let's hold on. So there is. So let's. What you just shared, what I heard you say, was you bring your mind back to being here, sense of presence. That's beautiful. What attachment would be? The example would be like, oh, I want this moment to last. I like pushing against the future, pushing against the past, or grasping, grasping against this moment in a, so, and I'm not hearing that in what you're saying. You're
No.
bringing your awareness to this moment, and it's like, ah, you're resting, and that's beautiful. Great.
Thank you.
Thank you. That's lovely. Claire, what's up?
Hi.
Hi.
Am I unmuted?
You're
It's 'cause it,
muted.
oh, okay. This it's an, I stayed tonight later than I often do because this has been the primary area of my reflections for about the last 6 months, without knowing that you were involved in it at all. But just for some reason, I've had a great deal of awareness of the topic and concern about it. One of the things that I've done, and I don't know if this will be helpful to anybody else, but I don't try to hold on to, staying on top of where I am. I just let wherever my focus goes sort of go there, and not try to control it. But at the end of the day, I take a little inventory of how frequently I stayed in the present, and it's actually increased the more that I've sort of congratulated. I don't know. It's not praising myself, but it's just saying, oh, you had a good day today. You were really on top of the things you wanted
Nice.
to.
Yeah.
It's been very rewarding to me.
Yeah, yeah.
Because as we get closer to the end, obviously we want to be more present.
Yeah, beautiful.
And it's happening for me, and I'm very grateful for it. So,
Great, great. Thanks, Claire. Thanks for sharing this. I love hearing this strategy, which is a beautiful way of, at the end of the day, to it's like the positive reinforcement, like, oh, that was wise. Oh, that was wise. So that is also part of the the Buddhist toolkit too, to reflect, and that's taught as reflection, wise reflection. When you reflect back on something, that's lovely. And I would say it's also just as important is to set the intention at the beginning of the day, as Eve was talking about in the light well. So in this, the sandwich is the wholesomeness sandwich. Let's call it wholesomeness sandwich, setting the intention at the beginning of the day, and then keep bringing it back. But with a carrot, not with a stick. Keep bringing it back. And then at the end of the day, wholesome reflection of, how did it go, sweetie? Well, oh, I beat myself up that time. Well, that was not needed. Oh, I was present then. Oh, that was nice. Right. So both of those, beautiful. I think that's a lovely place to end this, our wholesomeness sandwich, if I could just say it. Thanks, Claire. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
Thanks, everyone. So let's, I'm going to dedicate the merit of our practice. May all beings be well. May all beings be free. Ding, ding, ding. All right. I'm going to ask you all to unmute. Where did it go? Here we go. Thanks, everyone. Take good care. Be well.
Thank you.
Good night, everyone.
Take care, everyone. Bye.
Good night, Jean.
Good night, everyone.
May you be well. May you be well.
Thank you. Very sweet.
Good night.
May you
Bye,
be well,
everyone. Stop.